Andrew's Daily Five.
I'm 15 for a moment, caught in between 10 and 20, and I'm just dreaming, counting the ways to where you are. I'm 22 for a moment, and she feels better than ever, and we're on fire, making our way back from Mars. 15, there's still time for you, time to buy and time to lose. 15, there's never a wish better than this, when you only got 100 years to live.
Hi, I'm Andrew. Join me in my musical journey as I count down my favorite albums from 2000 to 2006. Let's rock and roll. Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 4. The intro song there is 100 Years by Five for Fighting, a beautiful song detailing kind of an entire life in a song. It's an interesting concept. Incredible vocals. I've always liked this song. I actually really liked the whole album that this song was on. Listen to the whole thing. Good album. Okay, we're on to album number 14 on the list. This is Bob Dylan's Greatest Hits Volume 2 by Bob Dylan, specifically Disc 2. This was released in 1971. It contains recordings from 1963 to 71. Now we come to Bob Dylan. What's crazy is that in the 90s, I listened to Dylan's son Jacob with the Wallflowers before I ever listened to Bob Dylan. I'm pretty sure that I had his first two Greatest Hits compilations on CD in the 90s, as probably would have been my only CDs by him, but I'm not sure that I really listened to them very much. They were probably bought in bulk as part of a BMG order, you know, where you buy one CD and you get like 10 free. I got a lot of my CDs that way. So these two Greatest Hits were sitting around in my collection in the 90s, but again, not getting much airplay. Anyway, in my early 20s, I started looking at lists of the greatest artists, the greatest albums of all time, and I remember seeing Dylan near the top of a lot of these lists, and that sort of intrigued me. I'd never really cared for his voice much, but I decided to give him another chance, and so I started with what I had, these two Greatest Hits compilations. It took some repeated listening, but finally it clicked, and I liked and understood Bob Dylan. Volume 2 was a double CD. Remember that super bulky disc on each side of the folded-out plastic case? Of the two Greatest Hits compilations, it was specifically the second disc of this second volume that really grabbed me and got me into Bob Dylan, who you will hear a lot from in later My Musical Journey lists. This compilation didn't make either of my album lists, as I generally don't pick any many compilations for these lists. Of the 12 songs on disc 2, I've played two of them previously, so All Along the Watchtowers on this one, also A Hard Rain's Gonna Fall. So let's take a listen to some of the others. First up is going to be Quinn the Eskimo, The Mighty Quinn. Take a listen.
Well, everybody's building building monuments, others jotting down notes. Everybody's in despair, every girl and boy. But when Quinn the Eskimo gets here, why don't you jump the door? Oh, come on now, come on with him. You'll not see nothing. And making haste, you know it ain't my cup of me. Everybody's out there feeding a pigeon's out on a limb. But when Quinn the Eskimo gets here, the pigeon's gonna run to him. Well, come on without, come on within.
This song's a lot of fun. You can hear that in the recording. They're having a good time. I really like the sort of misgrammar when he says, you've not seen nothing, like, you know, double negative stuff. So good times. And then next up, let's go to track 8 of 12, and that's Tomorrow is a Long Place.
If today was not a crooked highway, if tonight was not a crooked trail, if tomorrow wasn't such a long time, then lonesome would mean nothing to you at all. Isn't only if my own true love was waiting, if I could hear her heart softly pounding. Isn't only if she was lying by me, and I'd lie in my bed once again. I can't see my reflection in the water. I can't speak the sounds to show no pain. I can't hear the echo of my footsteps or remember the sounds of my own name. Isn't only if my own true love was waiting, and if I could only hear her heart softly pounding. Isn't only if she was lying by me, and I'd lie in my bed once again.
Very beautiful and tender song. This may end up actually being the song that I recommend to people that are not familiar with Bob Dylan, or for people that claim he can't sing, because he sounds really, really good in this song. Very beautiful. Last up, we're going to do the final song, track 12 of 12. It's called Down in the Flood.
Crash on the levee, mama, water's gonna overflow. Swamp's gonna rise and no boat's gonna roll. You can train on down to Williams Point, you can bust your feet, you can rock this joint, but oh, mama, you're gonna miss your best friend now. You're gonna have to find yourself another best friend somehow. Now don't you try and move me, mama, you're just gonna lose. There's been a crash on the levee and mama, you've been refused. Well, it's king for king and it's queen for queen. It's gonna be the meanest flood that anybody's ever seen. Oh, mama, you're gonna miss your best friend now. You're gonna have to find yourself another best friend somehow.
All right, we're kind of back to normal Dylan vocals. I really like that harmonica solo, and also just the way the guitar is being played with that digga-digga-dum rhythm. That's really cool. So that was a fun one. Let's move on now to album 13, and this is Beneath These Fireworks. This is by Matt Nathanson from 2003. I think my brother Aaron introduced me to this singer-songwriter. My guess is that I listened to it a lot in either 2004 or 2005, somewhere in there. And had I made a list specifically for whichever year it was, I'm pretty sure this album would have been in like the top two or three of that year. I loved it and spent a lot of time with it. It's a very relaxing album, great songwriting, excellent vocals. I really loved every song and listened to it, you know, like I said, a lot back then. But before preparing for this series, though, I don't think I'd listened to it since then. So my iTunes library listed 10 of the 12 songs as unlistened to, so it's zero plays, which means that it had been at least 10 years. It probably got somewhere between 20 and 30 listens back then, but unfortunately, all of my iTunes play counts were reset about, I don't know, 10 to 12 years ago. And by the way, that was a truly sad day for me. Anyone that knows me well knows how much I adore my play counts, my statistics, and all that. It probably took me a few months to get over that disappointment of losing every single play count. Anyway, back to Matt Nathanson. The album's great. I really love listening to it again after all these years. I did listen to the album that he made after this one back then, but I thought the song Come On Get Higher was kind of dumb, so I haven't really kept up with him much since the mid-aughts. But it was fun to get back to this one. Beneath These Fireworks didn't make either of my album lists. in 2021 or 2023, and none of the songs on this album had been played before on the podcast. I haven't played a single Matt Nathanson song. And as I was picking these songs, gosh, it was so hard. All the songs are incredible. I did two full listens of the album, and I was only able to eliminate one song for consideration, and that was just because it was the short intro song, which is still really good. But I came up with these three songs. So first up, we're going to do track two on the album, and that is Suspended.
That I'm lost. I spent all of my life waiting for answers to lift me, to numb me, to define it all.
This was the song that got popular from this album, and for good reason. I think it's a well-written song. I really like the You Can Almost Believe That I'm Almost Enough lyric. There's a great bridge section that kind of leads back into the pre-chorus, so just a really nice song. Next up is going to be track 6 of 12, and this is Little Victories.
This time I'll be sailing, no more bailing boats for me. I'll be out here on the sea, just my confidence in me. And I'll be awful sometimes, weak unto my knees. I'll learn to get by on a little victory. This time I'll have no fear. I'll be standing strong and tall. I'll turn my back towards them all. I'll be awful sometimes, weak unto my knees. I'll learn to get by. I'll learn to get by on a little victory.
Beautiful song. It's got some great strings in there. That pre-chorus also really, really good. I'll be awful sometimes into the resolution of Little Victories, I think is really, really nice. And then the last one I picked was the final song on the album, and that's track 12, Sing Me Sweet.
dressed in your static, your mess. I don't need any new voices. I'm thick enough with superstitions and choices. Way home, little bit of something, maybe just a way.
A triumphant album closer, another hit chorus and perfectly executed song. I really like the line, because I've gone on long enough waiting for wonderful. So that is Matt Nathanson, and I just really, gosh, really liked listening to that again. So okay, well, on the outro you're going to hear a little bit more of 100 Years by Five for Fighting, and I will see you next time. Take care.
I'm non-denying for a moment, I'm dying for just another moment, and I'm just dreaming, counting the ways.